friends. Welcome back to another episode of Confident Alien Secure, the podcast where we're absolutely not afraid. I even forgot the log line to my own podcast. Whatever. You guys are here. You know what the fucking podcast is.
We know what time it is.
I'm so distracted for two reasons. One, okay. If you're watching on youtube.com/KelseyDarrow, you can see that I am holding a fucking 8-week-old bulldog puppy named Mushu. And second of all, I'm freaking out because I've got Jenny motherfucking Chang gang with me on this episode this week. Jenny, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Kels.
You are... I don't even know how to introduce you. How the fuck, do you, like, intro yourself? I'm curious.
Girl, I don't even know. Honestly, that's a good question. I don't even fucking know. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I would just say that, you know, here I am, you know?
Here she is. She just is. She is.
Right. We're just beings, you know? We just show up. That's what it is.
And you show up every day with so much motherfucking energy. If you're looking at, like, the shiny side of the coin, you're, like, an event planner, a spirituality entrepreneur. But if you look at the other side, you are, like, a fucking funny bitch taking over TikTok, doing spiritual like, I don't even know how to describe you. You're, like, a spirituality coach?
Well, first, I just love our vibe right now, to be honest with you, Kelsey.
The energy feels hot.
We have chaotic energy. Yeah. And that commonality is gonna create some shit, girl.
I'm happy.
So I would say, yeah, you know, what's funny enough, Kelsey, it's like you got all these influencers out there, yeah, right, that are just like killing it. But that was their intention when they kind of got out there on the media, right? They were like, I intend to be a fucking influencer. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to be raw. I'm going to be me. I'm going to fucking showcase all my insecurities and people are going to love it, right?
It me.
But hey, girl, best believe.
You are like, what I love about you is you're like anti-influencer while still being an influencer. Like, you still do, like, you still are very trendy. You get millions of views on TikTok. And you're, like, my third week in a row of, like, TikTok famous motherfuckers.
Really?
I'm on a trend, like, to get every single confidant listening to be on TikTok as much as I am, because I love it and I have a severe addiction and problem. Oh, and you're not helping. You're not fucking helping.
No, but it's addicting. It's fucking addicting. I won't lie to you. And funny enough, like, I kind of started this past, like, the past 11 years of my life, really, I just caved in, right? I lived under a rock. Mm. And I was just this entrepreneur that built a lot of, like, experiential businesses.
Are you in New York or LA?
I'm actually in LA.
Okay, because you give off very New York vibes. Like, like, you're very clean, modern. Your website is like, she's expensive. And then you go to your TikTok and she's like, oh, no, she's not. She's a messy bitch.
Kelsey.
It's true. No,
you know how to read people. Best believe.
I fuck with people's vibes. And this is like a new thing I'm learning how to do. Like, I had a witch on a couple weeks ago, and she was like, you're about to slowly start coming into all your powers.
Oh.
And then, like, the universe brought you to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've got my, like, tiger's eye. I've got my, like, astrology book in front of me. Ooh. Now I've got this puppy. I don't know how this happened. I don't know, but I feel very good. I feel very happy.
No, and I'm super excited to talk to you about something that I channeled on you earlier. I know. It's good shit, though. It's going to be like an asset for you. But essentially what? So, you know, I kind of went through this whole thing where I just, like, you know, was just building businesses for, like, 11 years. And then this pandemic hit. And obviously the event industry completely crashed.
Tell me about that.
So, I mean, it just fucking, it flopped.
It just stopped. Like, all the agents gone, events
gone. Every venue, caterers, everyone is fucked.
Tickets, bye. Yeah.
Right? Like, we're, like, no festivals, no events over, like, 12 fucking people at this point. So, you know, I kind of had to merge with time. Mm. And so I use this as kind of, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I use this as this more of a time for me to like, you know, pivot, right? Yeah. And be like, all right, well, what's going to save my businesses? Mm. What's going to save everything that's really changing? Mm-hmm. And I had to come to this reality that I had to put myself on the map.
Yes, you know what I mean?
Ooh, yes, did I?
Well, isn't it funny that it only took a global pandemic for you to like self-actualize? It's like, oh, okay. That's why I think a lot of people felt bad being like, oh no, I'm thriving during this time. Like, I love now that I've taking this shift. But before you keep going, because your story is so unique, I want to ask you quickly, like, what is an experiential event? Because you didn't just throw like events, like totally. Tell me what your business was about pre-COVID.
Absolutely. So I focus a lot of what I created. So a lot of the events that I planned were actually going through like a very manifestation journey, you know? Mm. So if you imagine think about everything that we're always trying to manifest. Like we start with this thing that we want, right? Mm. So couples, you know, whether they're getting married or whether they're planning this big brand event, right? They start with what they want, right? Mm-hmm. And so they know that it's going to happen. They just don't know when it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I essentially kind of connected them to the foundation of where it's all going to begin. Mm-hmm. I connected them to the right, you know, vendor team, which in our spiritual world, we're connected to our spiritual team, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Then you go through this visionary process where you basically build this entire vision of what you're about to bring to life, mm. right? So I guided them through that whole thing. And then you start to kind of connect the veins, right? Of this entire like a vision through the details, but I more so focus on what people were going to feel at that event. So
that's like a lot to take on of like, not just the event planning, but like people's emotions at the event.
Oh, absolutely.
You're making like memorable experiences that people will remember for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
God,
exactly.
I think like I shed a tear thinking about that. Cause like I fucking miss it.
I know.
Like the amount of weddings canceled. Like my partner is in the music industry and like
he
was a traveling DJ. Like he traveled the fucking world internationally and everything's done.
Yeah.
There's like some private things that are COVID safe, but really it's like, thank God he had a kind of plan B. Right. So I want to talk about your motherfucking plan B, which is now like your bright as day plan A. Which has been like shifting into this beautiful spirituality business guidance, but also just like life guidance. Like I think a lot of people will recognize you from your hysterical tarot readings, right? Is that right, tarot?
Yeah, I definitely do. I play with a lot of tarot.
Okay, but I have to ask because like I said, I'm getting into my witchy zone. I've got my crystals. I've got my sound bowls. I'm like meditating off my balls. Mm. But I just bought Tarot for Dummies. But here's the thing, and I need you to tell me because like in the first chapter it's like the history of tarot and it's like, oh, it was actually just created as a party trick for like the way to like swindle people at bars. And I was like, that wasn't a good fucking way to start your book, sir. It makes me be like, oh, where's the stars? Where's the Babylonians? Where's the fucking like Jews up in this bitch? And it was like, so I need you None to tell it. Me. I need you to tell me, tarot, like guide me.
Yeah. No, so funny enough, like tarot was actually very new for me too. So I only started tarot about a year and a half ago, up to date.
You're great.
And so, but I've always channeled like my whole fucking life. Like I was always super intuitive and I could tell you're tapped in too.
Yes.
You're very tapped in.
Yes.
But see, what's interesting is like, we're so engulfed in like this process. Sometimes you'll say things, right? And you won't even know who the fuck just spoke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you channeling. So that's you channeling and then your spirit guides in a lot of ways are tapping into you. So if you know how to use your creative ability to be able to like channel and get your message across, use your chaotic energy.
Right. You can't bound this.
You got to use your anxiety. They call it anxiety. They call it all like, you know,
disorders.
Right.
Yeah.
But really the truth is that's all just a supernatural power. Girl.
Yes.
Once we know how to fucking manage that, like a metric system, mm-hmm. you're gonna be like unstoppable. So my relationship with tarot, which is super exciting for you as you get into this, is to see tarot as a visual. It's your ally, right? So for example, let's say you already channel. So do I, right? Naturally, when we're hanging out with people, when we're on camera, we're channeling almost the whole time.
Right.
But you can use tarot as a way to get more focused and more direct about shit.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying?
Like
so
the details. Like,
the details. Yeah. And it's more of like the way where things become more visual. Right.
Yeah, I'm a visual person, so yes, I've always enjoyed it.
Yes.
But I just haven't found that connection yet, and I'm sad because I don't have to do everything. Like, I don't have to be like what you're doing. Like that, you're so clearly called to that and so good at it. Mm. Like, I don't need to be good at all the things, but I do want to like fuck with it a little bit.
Heck yeah, girl! You should. You absolutely should, because. And even for me, like, I actually don't need tarot. Mm. I just use it for people that if you're telling me that I got 30 minutes, right, to really help someone understand where they are in their life, where they've been, and how to get out of that and get back to alignment, then I'm going to use tarot to help me visually connect with them more efficiently. Mm. Right, Kelsey?
Yeah.
So it's really just that. And so, however, I would say, like, the biggest thing for me for beginners, right, even like yourself, is use tarot as like, so I wouldn't get so engulfed with the definition of each card, right? It's less of trying to know exactly what everything means, right?
Yep.
It's knowing just enough of like, oh, hey, yeah, the sun card means fucking happily ever motherfucking after. It's like, no shit, Sherlock.
Put
it's
that
like,
on a shirt.
You know?
Make your own deck.
Right. It's like you see a two of cups. It's like, all right, of course, these people are exchanging a cup of love. It looks like they're getting married. Like, just know just enough, right? Yeah. But then what ends up happening is like you'll start to see them just kind of like lay out, right? And the best intuitive messages that come out are the ones that you just flow with it.
Right. You just feel it.
You just feel it.
I find that, I don't know if you have any insight on this, but my dreams, bitch, I did not know that like my superpower was actually probably my dreams.
Oh, okay. So you're the,
I had no idea that the way that I slept and dreamt was so different from everybody else. And it really wasn't until, you know, I started looking into like journaling and dream journaling and stuff that people were like, wait, you remember every dream? You remember five dreams every night, like vividly, and can quote shit. And like, I actually started doing the sleep recorder app on my phone. My partner and I do, mostly because he laughs in his sleep and it's very fucking creepy. And I wanted to get that on camera. But it captured me saying full sentences that I remember saying in my dream. And so even just like last night, I dreamt about my friend. I will not name names, but y'all know her. She's been on this podcast. I had a dream that she got pregnant. And I messaged her this morning and I was like, bitch, I had a dream that you got pregnant and you were like not excited about it. Like you were kind of like, And she was like, dude, I have not been being safe with my new partner. Like, I think I need to go on like birth control or whatever, revisit that conversation. And I was like, this is what I'm saying.
Girl.
And you just have to like follow that. I don't know if I'm right. Like, do you ever fear being wrong or someone being like not agreeing with you? Or is that just them being in denial?
No, you know, I think that's the thing. It's like, when I got into this, the biggest blockage that I had was just doubting, like really kind of being afraid of what people were going to, how people were going to interpret it, right? But then I gave less care about like what people's perception was going to be, right?
Hard.
And because the truth is like, when you just say it, it's going to hit some, it's going to hit more people than the people that you think it's not
going
to hit.
The haters, right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
So, and funny enough, I think for you, like when we're talking about dreams, like that shit's so fucking deep, right? Like, no, it's very deep.
It like
scares
me a little.
Well, it's a little, well, because, you
that's my anxiety.
Yeah. Well, you're not just going into a dream. You're going into a new realm. In a way, you're timeline hopping through this portal. Yeah. So what's amazing, though, is you can actually let that work for you as opposed to you just letting it happen.
Right. What's it called when you like can control your dreams? It's like
lucid dreaming.
I could fuck with that, but it's also like it gives me like chills because then it reminds me of the movie Inception and like Leonardo DiCaprio, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna get stuck in another universe and like Rick and Morty myself out of this beautiful planet, and I don't know if I want to do that. But it's all anxiety driven, and like what I love about you is like you have so much confidence in your videos and your presence, and I think, I mean, I don't know if you agree, but like tarot, like you mentioned, like you're helping so many people and you're connecting with people, but like how do you connect with yourself? How do you take care of you? Like how do you practice and self love and self discover?
That's the million dollar question. Right. I would say that and I'm going to be honest with you, Kelsey, like I had to go through a really deep fucking place for me. You know what I mean? We all do, right? And sometimes our like the deep, you know, destinations that we find ourselves being is on our in our everyday. You know what I mean? Like, and we're like, fucks. But there was a point in my life where I woke up, right? And I felt like I would wake up, just barely breathing above water. Does that, you know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying?
You're just like got your nose out of it. You're just I can still breathe.
Exactly. And you know, because like you get that feeling because the first thing you get, like you wake up and you're like, fuck, what time is it? You look at the phone, you already get people that are waiting for your response. Like at the time when I started to really feel this was when I had like all these clients, like they would just hit me up at all fucking hours of the morning.
What's wrong with people?
And it's like fucking boundaries.
Right.
But it also starts with us, right? It starts with us realizing like we can't control whether people are gonna hit us up at fucking 8 o'clock or 12 o'clock.
Right.
But I went through this whole process where like all I felt were just people taking, right? And me giving too, right? So it's an equal give and take, but that relationship wasn't fucking working for me.
It's draining. Right? Yeah.
It was draining. And so then I started asking myself more probing questions like, all right, well, for one, how the fuck do we live less in survival mode, right? And more in receiving mode, right?
Whoa, that's tough. Girl. That's hard as a woman. Right? It's very hard to receive. That shit was on my For You page this morning. It's let me put this puppy down because he's in full, he is just like dead limp. Yeah, let me put him in like a little
cup. Oh my gosh. That is so sweet.
Okay, yeah, I'm like, okay, puppy's down. Now we can really talk.
Let's go.
Let me lower my situation. I got this standing desk, and I realize I can only stand for fucking 10 minutes before I want to sit again.
I know. Okay. I know. I heard those standing desks are so good, though. But
yeah,
I
know shit's good for me is usually the hardest stuff. But okay, going back to receiving, because that is a tough thing, I think, for people to understand how to do.
Right.
So speak on
I think that's my, again, I kept waking up and I had that survival instinct where like, I always felt like, you know, someone was chasing me. Right. And it just felt like in everything, I mean, there's other people, Kelsey, that live their life, like being in survival instinct in relationships, right? Where they're always the one, you know, chasing and trying to survive out of this emotion, right? So it really comes down in so many different areas, but receiving energy is the counterpart, right? It's the opposite. It's the opposition of being in survival mode. And so
say that again, because that was like, That hit hard.
It's
like receiving is the opposite of survival mode.
Yes, right? And so if we know how to start receiving, then we know how to control and better control our energy, better control. Yeah. And like, is shit still going to happen in life? Fuck yeah. But at least you're conscious of it, right?
It doesn't feel like so overwhelming, like a tidal wave.
Exactly.
Like, okay, I know how to ride this shit.
Exactly, right? So the way that I started with this self-love journey and this whole receiving journey as a whole was, I decided to really shift my routine.
Ooh, tell me.
routine had everything to do with this, because what I realized was what was instigating this anxiety that started at the top of my morning. It was waking up just barely on time.
You
right?
Are me.
Right?
I am you.
Girl.
This is so real.
I'm telling you. This
and
is chemistry.
It sets your whole mood for the day.
Everything.
Everything. The morning is so ritualistic.
Especially if you go down such a portal in your dream state. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I come out and I'm like, bah, where am I? I'm like, I need a drink. Oh, wait, I'm sober. Fuck. All right. But there's something. I saw it on TikTok, actually. This guy said, being like having a routine actually gives you more freedom. And
absolutely.
I was like, whoa, because someone might look at my schedule, the way I changed my life when I got sober. I started waking up at 6:15 every morning. Ooh. I started doing my work. I started stretching. I started drinking smoothies. I started meditating. I started everything like that person I hated on Instagram.
Right, right.
And the truth is, when you have that routine, you don't even think. I wake up, dude, excited for something.
Right.
And for 30 years of my motherfucking life, I had that exact same feeling of I would wake up and be like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Okay.
Right.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't even like really, I didn't choose to be alive. You know, it just happened to me and now I got to fucking deal with it. And now I'm like, oh my God, I get to be this person. I get to do these things. How lucky am I that this is my path? And so I totally hear what you're saying about like, girl, the first thing you did was change your routine.
That's because it all starts with the plan. It starts with the way that you can design the blueprint of your fucking day to day, right? And those little days, those little every days become the outcome of a great fucking year, right?
Yep.
And so I started waking up fucking early, right? Because I was like, you know what? Like, if my phone is going to start ringing by 7:30 a.m. p.m., right? Well, then I need to wake up at like 5 so that I can at least have, like, to the best of my ability, 2.5 hours
to yourself
for me to start with me and end with me, right? Like, so I woke up at 5 every morning and I gave myself one of the biggest challenges because I was not a morning bitch.
Nope.
Like by all means.
100%.
Like, till this day, like, you know what I mean? Like my DNA just doesn't work that way.
Same.
It's not about what our bodies want. It's more so about what our minds need, right? So I woke up at 5 and then I started my morning with a fucking workout, right? Ooh. So physical workout to me is like, that's actually one of the best ways for me to circulate like my intuition.
Yes. Get it moving.
Yup.
Yes.
And I realized in the past though, Kelsey, that when I would work out at like 4 or 5 PM, I wasn't even really fucking working out.
No, you're just moving your body. Like,
By then you're so like already dragged on. Like I just would put on these cute gym outfits just to like either like watch guys or, you know what I'm saying?
Like I went to the gym.
Yeah.
So therefore I am better. It's funny. You're so right. Like workouts have meaning now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It sounds
absolutely
crazy.
No, it makes all the sense.
It doesn't feel like society. It's not like me going to try and get a hot body because society tells it. It's like now I'm like, I'm giving my body because my body gives so much to me. I'm like honoring it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're so right.
You know, and if we start to see that perception, like for me, like my workout like routine is just cycling.
Ooh.
All I want to do is cycle. So I'll get on the bike and be like, act like I'm about to get on my time machine, right? And I close my eyes and I get to another dimension.
You get like on the gerbil wheel.
Oh, right. And you can get downloads when you're in that state of consciousness. But when you start with that, so then I work out for a fucking hour, and then what I needed to do was meditate or at least visualize.
Ooh,
right?
Okay.
It was always at least for like 10 to 15 minutes every day, right?
Yep.
And I needed to do that before the world came at me, right?
Fuck.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest thing. It's like between those 2.5 hours, it's about getting something in for your physicality. So your energy is moving. It's about connecting to yourself. It doesn't matter whether it makes sense or not, or whether you're doing it right or wrong. It just matters that, hey, do you have a moment to consciously be quiet for a moment? It's just to stay.
Like, you're giving me chills because I'm literally discovering this. Like, it's it's taken a global pandemic for me to like become what I feel is the best version of myself, which even sounds like stupid to say. It's like, it's like, fuck you and your Pinterest board. But what, like, I want to tell the confidants about something, and I'm sure you've heard about this, but like what really struck a chord with me, and I wrote about it in my book, which I can't wait to fucking send you, because everything you're talking about, I'm like, boom, 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 is Mel Robbins. She came up with the 5-4-3-2-1 rule.
And God.
Yes. She does those TED Talks where it's like, she starts her TED Talk being like, I have come to realize that I am never going to want to wake up. I am never going to want to be that bitch that gets up at 5 and goes and works out and like, smoothie, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm never going to want to be that. But I can still do it. I still have a choice to do it. And there's a 5-second window between waking up that if I let those 5 seconds go by without doing something, I'm done. I won't do it. I shut down. Yeah. I'm not going to get out of bed. I hit snooze. So she started doing this thing where she would count out loud when she would wake up, and she would say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And in between that time, she would get the fuck up. Yeah. And it didn't matter if she just like stood up and went pee, but like she would just get up. And if she missed that window, it was game over. Yeah. And I started using that technique in the very beginning. But now, like I said, I just like, now I wake up and I'll be like, oh, I'm sleepy. No, I get to do this today. Like, I want to get up. Yeah. And I have never been that bitch ever. Ever. I'm like, girl, so hard.
You woke now, girl. You woke.
Literally. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey. Are you looking to cut back on alcohol this year? You are talking to two sober Sallys. You know, Zach and I love to drink Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails because it's a guilt-free way to unwind. It has 0% alcohol, made with real fruit, only 25 calories or less, and it is sweetened with agave because y'all know I got that sugar addiction. It has incredible flavors. One of my favorites is the grapefruit Paloma. The Paloma is actually one of the last drinks I was drinking when I was drinking alcohol, so this is like a nice little nostalgia moment, and it still feels really fun in my hand, and there's no reason we should be missing out on the partying either. It's such a good replacement for alcohol, a great drink for having in between alcoholic drinks, unwinding at home, at dinner parties, chilling on the couch. It is endless. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
No, and I don't say that lightly, by the way. What she, okay, so she's speaking from her own strategy mm-hmm. standpoint, which I love. I know the 5-second rule. I heard mm-hmm. her talk about it before. From my perspective, it just feels that you have those 5 seconds to be conscious as fuck. Mm. It allows you to step away from this autopilot of a you know, state that mm. we always find ourselves being in, right? Yep.
Autopilot.
And whenever you think about a decision, right? And I'm an executive, so I yep. have to always make executive decisions. Mm. And whenever you get to that point where you have to make some decision that's either going to benefit you or those around you, right?
Responsibility.
it comes down to having 5 seconds to be so present in mm. that decision, right? That's going to consciously make you decide to take action.
Damn.
You know? So for me, I'm just like all about that life, you know, yeah. but I was never either, Kelsey. Like yeah. I'm telling you, people will look at us and they'll just be like, oh, of course they're like that. They're influencers.
Yeah.
It's
no. And I literally was talking about that the other day. I was like, most gurus and influencers that right. I see online are messy as fuck. And I meet yeah. them. I've seen them at events. I've seen them like off camera. And I'm always like, yeah. oh my God, they're doing like a lot of cocaine. Like they are not living that life that they preach online. And like, oh. holy shit. And it like, what I realized was I never thought I could quit drinking. And I did. I never thought I would be a morning person, and I am. I never Dang. Thought I could meditate, and I do. And it right. it just like opened a portal in my brain that was like, what else can I do?
Exactly.
Because thought was the only thing keeping me from doing it.
Exactly.
Like a very hardcore, I cannot do this. It's like, oh, what the fuck proof do you have? Like, how do you right. know you can't? Like,
right.
you can change your life at any moment. It doesn't matter your age, your gender, your sexuality. Like, you can change right now.
Or Absolutely.
Right now. Or right now.
Absolutely.
Or right now.
No, tell them, right?
Yeah.
And Kelsey, like, that's creative energy, though, mm. right? Mm. Like, either you're going to let creative energy drag you down, mm. right? Mm-hmm. Or you're going to fucking create a blueprint of Oof. What your life's going to look like.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And for me, it's like, I think people are so drawn because they're like, damn, you know, she... Like she's like physically, mentally, emotionally, she gives no fucks.
You truly like, don't.
and I really don't give a fuck, you know,
well,
like
yeah.
whether it's a 30-second fucking tarot spread or whether yeah. it's like me talking about eating a jalapeno full of cream cheese, like I, you know, I just think that like, you know, it comes down to being so, you know, self-assured, right? Mm-hmm. Based on these little actions you take, right, for yourself every day creates that reality,
right?
You know, it forms that higher self, right?
Now,
so
sorry, I didn't mean to, you no. made me think of something, and my confidants are always like, stop cutting your guests off. And I'm like, but I have questions. This is a fucking interview. I have fucking questions. Wait, hold on. Let me say. I have a question. Like, I was thinking about this today. I was like, oh, this puppy's barking in his sleep and it's really cute. Oh my God. Let me see if I can get it. Let me see if I can get the sound.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's he dreaming about? I want to know what you're dreaming about. He stopped. He was like, oh, Jesus Christ, stop singing. Okay, sorry. Sidetracked. I have a question, and I was thinking about this today because I was like, damn, I was reading this interview that I did promoting the book, and I was like, damn, I sound hella like privileged in that I don't have any kids. I'm not married. I make a living during this pandemic. Granted, it's not what I used to make, but I'm surviving.
Yeah.
I have things. Am I in a different idealized position than the people who are trying to change their life? Like, I think about like the single mom who doesn't have the fucking support to like make time for herself, or like the kid who's trying to balance graduation and like friends and their first relationship. And it's like, do we come from a privileged place being able to access all this because we have so much, not time, but like we have so much around us to have? Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense. I know exactly where you're going with this.
Yeah. Like, how can we help others? I mean, I'm not the pro, you're the pro. What advice would you give others to like awaken those pieces of them and really like make those fundamental physical changes?
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's first, it's okay. So I have to disagree with people or even our own, the dialogue within ourselves, right? Kelsey, there is a dialogue that you've had with yourself to be like, to question whether you are privileged to have a bit more freedom than others, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not true, right? There has been things in your life that have bonded you, right?
Mm-hmm.
There have been people that have very much attached themselves to you, right? Substances that have been dependent on you just as much as you've been dependent on them, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I look at myself and people are like, oh, well, she's an entrepreneur. No, bitch, the fuck? I got a bigger family than all you motherfuckers. You know,
I
got a bigger fucking family to feed than all these people out there breastfeeding and shit. And here's the thing. I'm not trying to say one's right or the other, but you can't look at me and tell me I don't got responsibility.
Right, that you don't struggle.
All my employees, all these people that I either have to give a job to or don't give a job to, people that I have to teach, coach, fucking, you know, motivate, feed by being able to pay them and give them the ability to be self-sufficient, right? To mold them, to scold them. All of these are responsibilities.
Right.
And
it's
so
subjective.
It's also subjective. And so it comes down to seeing the definition of freedom in two different dimensions, right? One dimension being in this 3D reality, right? So, but when we find ourselves to see this overload of responsibility on ourselves or what we're dependent on or codependent on, right? We automatically take ourselves into this victim mentality, right? It's automatic for humans to do that, right? They go, oh,
call
well,
me
it's
out, bitch.
Wait, we gotta be a victim to no longer be a victim, right?
You have
right?
to heal the victim to be the victor. That's what my therapist says.
Hey, she's not wrong, you know? And it comes down to that, Kelsey. It comes down to like, hey, like for one, you gotta listen to yourself when you're being a victim and be conscious of those words that you speak, the lack of, you know, attention that you got as a child led to, oh, it's because I live in this neighborhood. Because I had a kid too early. All of these things are just attachments that you're giving yourself a reason to fucking like hold you back, right?
Damn.
But the truth is, Kelsey, like on the 5D side of all of this, right? Oh. On the 5 dimension of all of this reality, we're all on the exact same fucking plane. We're just living different stories. We're just living different stories,
Kelsey.
Tell
me more about 5D.
Okay. So 5D is obviously, you know, so a lot of times, Kelsey, like I could actually see it in your eyes when you're even looking at me and when you're talking and listening, right? You're a visionary. So I can see when you're actually listening, you're picturing the journey. You're actually following through it.
Yep, my brain can do multitasking shit. Yeah.
It's amazing. I can see you doing that very well. Yeah. So we have this 5-dimensional space, right, of reality. This is where our spirit guides and universe within our divine self really kind of rests, right? This is how we get like downloads. This is the space where if we wanted to, we can essentially live in the 5D, right? And make it in the 3D, still do what we do here. But if we know how to use both worlds to really be able to benefit, right, our human experience, that's the end game.
It's
right?
not hurting anyone. That's
what it's
I
not hurting nobody.
So like, like I said, I'm a visual person. Like I can understand 3D. So I'm trying to imagine like 5D is this world plus that spirituality, like conscious, like does it stand for something?
it's the ultimate spiritual consciousness, right? So it's like the almost the highest level of spiritual consciousness. It's so like, for example, when we're looking at all of this, like let's say like just talking about being privileged of having freedom as a whole, right? So like 3D would be the tangibles, right? It would be like, oh, am I privileged because I have more time, or I have this creativity flow, or I have a boyfriend that supports me, or, you know, or this and that, right?
Yeah.
Or is it, and then other people are not as privileged because of, you know, their circumstances, right, the decisions that they made when they were younger, right? This is all like tangibles. Like we could touch these things and feel like, oh, okay, this is what would make someone go right here or get there, it's natural, right?
Right.
Right. 5D is having none of that. It's being attached to no fucking circumstance. Whoa. It's being, yay, right? It's being attached to no circumstance. It's being attached to no fucking victim mentality, no events that have ever took us to this point, right, Kelsey? Mm. And instead,
I love when you say my name.
Oh, girl.
Dude, that's good. Kelsey. You say, you like, oh, when you say names, uh-huh, it like makes, yeah, someone feel like, oh, yeah. Man, oh,
well, I see you.
Yeah. No! That's beautiful to like just name that. I think I wish people did that more in conversation. Anyway,
I appreciate that. And like, so I would say that, you know, being in the 5D is having no attachment to any of the circumstances or events or people that have put us in this position today, right? 5D is all about the plausibilities. It's all about like, all right, so where do we go from here?
Right.
Right? Right. Like, yeah, I have a kid. Yeah, I got a wife that, you know, I didn't get to marry knowing that she would be spiritual or non-spiritual. Right. Yeah. You know, I work three different jobs. Mm-hmm. Right. But it's outside of all of this, and it's living in the vision of what it is that you actually have the opportunity to create, to build.
I think people,
you know what I'm saying?
I think people don't realize how much control they actually have over their
exactly
life. I talk about that in the book of like, it may seem dramatic to be like, if you're unhappy at your job, fucking quit. Like that,
right,
that seems dramatic, but you have that ability. Like you have that option. And I think
people, absolutely
exactly what you're talking about. Think about all the 3D stuff of like, I can't because this, and this. And it's like,
right,
we have, so it's like choice theory a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you kidding me? And I think it's all about perception too, right, Kelsey? Because we essentially have to sit there and think like, I got a lot of clients, right? And so my whole mission when I coach one-on-one to entrepreneurs, and when I coach, you know, moms, right, single moms, or, but the ones that really hit home, and I have nowhere to resonate with these people, but it's always the women that, or men, but more women that are ready to get out of a divorce.
Yeah, I bet.
And oh, hell, like, and they can't. And in fact, I had a client like that this morning where she was just like, I just need to get out. You know, I fantasize. She literally told me, she's like, I fantasize about what it would be like to just depend on myself, to be on my own, to live all the things that I could have lived, you know? Like she sits there, Kelsey, and fucking fantasizes about that like a fucking princess over a castle. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how the fuck do you coach that?
Like, we fantasize about fucking what we're gonna eat for fucking dinner. No?
Yeah. I'm like, I got that vegan cheese in the fridge. Yo, I'm gonna fuck that up.
You know?
And this poor woman's like, I need to leave my marriage. Like, it's fucked up.
Right.
But,
right,
like, that does kind of go into, like, a question that I did have about your coaching. Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
Are you hiding?
I do have
a dog.
I have a dog and a cat. He's, I know.
What kind of dog?
He's a Belgian Malinois.
Oh, my
God. So they're like,
God.
Cousins of the German Shepherd.
That is bougie. Ooh, I love bougie. It. You have, like, very brand, like, on-brand animals. But like, tell me a little bit about the coaching, because I do think that's really interesting. I do find like the tactics that you use in your coaching to be like really non-traditional. And maybe this is kind of like a double-loaded question, and people always are mad at me in the comments saying like I ask too many questions at once. But like,
no,
you
good.
Think of like Tony Robbins, and we know he's problematic as fuck, and we do not like subscribe to that. But there are a lot of people he has helped, right?
Right.
So it's like, how do you enter this space of doing what you do in coaching people without it becoming like business, like all for profit or for money, because like you are blowing up, right? Like you are in this position now where you have to make choices about morality of your business. So maybe you can speak a little bit about like that responsibility, and then also like how the coaching, what the coaching looks like.
Yeah.
Two questions.
So I love that. And this is like my realm. I fucking love talking about business. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, and I think that that's the most exciting thing about my journey so far, is that I'm not starting as an influencer trying to be a bigger influencer.
No, you already have your fucking shit.
Right. Like I'm an entrepreneur, you know, exposing myself to the influential world. Right. So, you know, I think that there's, especially in the world of spirituality, for one, I think like what I really want to break, is the stigma that like, you could be spiritual, you're spiritual, but you gotta be broke. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, if you're spiritual, you're broke. Like,
you
bitch.
Live in a van, you wear fucking like hay sacks. Like, yeah, you do tarot on the side of the beach to make money. No, we don't know. No, we don't do that.
Yeah. Right. We need
like
capital.
Money. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being successful and rich and spiritual.
And this is going to blow your mind, Kelsey, because this is going to be very beneficial to you too. It comes down to the difference between money and magic money.
Go on.
If you're telling me that I'm going to make money by healing fucking people, that's magic money, baby. Ooh. That's deserving. That's receiving money. Ooh. So what do we do with magic money, right? So like magic money is like a multiplication fucking seed, right? Mm. Like you put $50 of your magic money into your credit card, all of a sudden you're $1,000 less in debt, right? So it all comes down to, when I'm coaching my clients, right? It comes down to, you know, I ask my clients, like, say less, right? I don't want to know what your situation is. Let them tell you what your situation is, right?
Yeah.
Because what I'm doing is essentially, when I'm talking to an entrepreneur or, you know, a mother of three or whatnot, right? Yeah. Whoever it is that I get to come in contact with, all I'm doing is I'm letting their spirit guides, the ones that have always been with them, the universe within, their spiritual team, I'm letting them do the talking, right? I'm letting them pave the fucking direction of this entire map. So I don't come in with this whole concept of being like, hey, what's your astrology sign? Or like, when's your birthday?
I do like astrology.
No, me too. I'm all about that
but
life.
You're not going to like judge them and create their plan based off of them being a fucking Cancer.
No.
Right.
It all comes down to, where have you been? Mm-hmm. Where are you now? And now what's the biggest advice and antidote to get you back on your fucking path, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all about getting people back on their alignment, back into the mission of what they need that shit, because they signed up for it before we all walked into our fucking physical realities, you know?
Yeah.
Before you became you, you told your spiritual team what you were signing up for, right?
I love the idea of a spiritual team. I've never heard of that.
And you got a powerful one too, right?
Irish. They're all Irish, probably. Fucking drunk ass, stubborn motherfuckers.
I'm telling you, girl, you got a strong spiritual team. And so it's all about getting, you know, you back into alignment with your mission. So I use, you know, sometimes I use tarot. Most times I'm just channeling, you know, I'll use tarot as a way to kind of visually connect to certain things that kind of build that picture automatically. But then I'll get to the point where I'm just literally start saying shit. I'll just start flowing. And then it comes down to really giving people like actions, right, to help them develop their own decision, you know, to make their own free will choice, by being able to give them perspectives, right? So how do we get people to like really make decisions? We got to give them two options, right? Two perspectives, door number A, door number B, you know? And sometimes I'll tell them, I'll be like, if you choose door number B, you won't call me back. And you don't need to call me back.
Yeah.
And frankly, I don't give a fuck whether you call me back or not.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that you're where the fuck you're supposed to be. If you choose door number B, however, right, you'll call me back in 6 months, right? And we'll get you back in alignment again, you know? So it's kind of like that. And then
you're empowering people. Like you're giving people a recognition of their own power.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's all. I mean, and it's all about waking up that fucking beast in all of us.
You do it in a specific way. Like you and I are both very no filter, right? And I think like there is a time when I know how to be gentle to certain people, because if I'm just like, you are a dumb bitch, leave that relationship, you dumb bitch. Like that's not going to work. Like, and who am I anyway to like, you know, say that, but like you do your brand. I hate to say like your brand because it's you, but you do give it in a very like no filter, no fucks way. Like take it or leave it. I'm here to just say what it is. Right. And like people either get it or they don't, I feel like.
Right.
And
right.
Either you don't get it and you're willing to understand it, or like you fully just don't get it. Cause like,
yeah,
I think any form of coaching can be seen as like woo-woo, like, oh
yeah,
you do this, or like, oh, you're wasting money to have someone like tell you the shit that's already inside of you. And I'm like, that's what therapy is. Like,
right,
it's coaching, therapy. Like, I mean, you basically are a therapist. In
absolutely. But yeah. But it's so funny because I'll say this in my lives. I'll be like, listen, bitch, I'm about to give you 1 year of fucking therapy down in like 1 hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it comes down to like, are you willing to invest in yourself?
Right.
That's really what it comes down to, right? Are you willing to invest in yourself? Mm-hmm. Because if you're telling me that I'm going to pay you X amount, right, for you to fucking like get to the core, I don't want you to like, you know who the real hoaxers are? The people that are fucking dragging on your pain.
Baby.
Like, fuck that. Yeah. Like, stop dragging on the things that you know that you fucking know, that you know that I know, right?
Yep.
Like, let's condense that. Let's condense 6 months of fucking therapy and let's get more efficient in life. Let's get each other.
It's our generation too. Like, our generation's mind moves so quickly. Like, I totally hear what you're saying. It's like, we don't have to go back to like your childhood trauma. Like, we know it's fucked up. We got it. Let's go.
We're conscious of it. Right. Like, we're conscious of it. But I think what it comes down to, like, for me, my biggest thing, like when I'm working with people is I want, like, listen, at the end of the day, like, I want to come in, I want to speak my truth. I want you to know your truth, right? And I want to do it in such a way where you get such powerful downloads efficiently. So by the end of this call or by the end of this meeting or at the end of this reading, you know what to do about it, right?
Yeah.
And so when it comes to the business side of things, it's fucking nuts, man. Like, I'll be honest with you. This was probably within the second month of me just like putting myself more on the map from a spiritual standpoint. Mm-hmm. I know I got like wired that like did a fucking article, right? They mentioned me in an article all about spirituality on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of but that was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But within 2 months of really putting myself on the map of really being spiritual and I've always been, it's just like now I'm putting it on the map.
Right.
Exactly. But now that I have, it's like, you know, I've come out with a lot of creative things that are helping people. Right. And you got to look at it from, you can tell me that I'm a businesswoman and I know what the fuck I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Or I can sit here and tell you either you choose to invest in yourself or you don't.
Right.
You got free. It's so fucking simple. But if I'm a creator, right? Mm-hmm. And I created this ebook, my God, it was my first ebook, visualization ebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was $19 for one fucking ebook. And it was only like 20 pages, right? And within the first month, we made over 10 grand on this ebook, right? And by the way, on a fucking apologetically, there's a lot of magic under those words, right? And if you're telling me that I have the ability to do what I do, but expand on that, right?
You would.
Then you got to meet me in the fucking middle.
Yeah, you got to do it.
If I'm a creator and I'm about to put out some medicine, you got to meet me in the middle and fucking take it, right? But you got that free will to choose whether you want to invest in yourself or not. Mm. If you don't want to invest in yourself, that's okay, peasant.
Keep living.
You do. No, I don't have any fucking filter when it comes to people that want to devalue the art of creators.
Amen.
If you have something uncensored to say or do or put out there or, you know, monopolize on your book, right? Then
You don't feel bad about it, man. I feel like, there are so many people I meet where I'm like, you're a lost fucking cause. You've been like ruined by the patriarchy. Like, I feel sad for you. You're like hopeless. No. And like,
that's how they become a one-time wonder, you know?
Yes. And I'm just like, they'll find it. They'll figure it out. It ain't me. It ain't me. Right. I'm like, sometimes it's hard for me to not feel selfish. Like, I know I'm great. Like, I'll tell my boyfriend all the time. He'll be like, I love you. And I'm like, I know you should. I'm fucking great. Like, I'm a great girlfriend. Like, and it's a joke, but I mean it.
Right.
And so I guess battling with that idea too, that making time for yourself, investing yourself, choosing you is not a selfish thing.
Right.
Because it just isn't.
No, it's not. If you're choosing yourself to creatively connect with the right people.
Yes.
Like, listen, Kelsey, you're going to have some people that are your people, and you're going to have a lot of people that are not your people. Yeah. And that's okay.
Oh, I have a lot of people that aren't my people, and I'm still thriving.
Hey! Still making it. You're only climbing up.
Cha-ching at the end of the week. No, it was a very low. It's very tiny, low volume. Hey,
but no, you know what? You know what, Kelsey? Even if it was a lot. You don't have to justify that to nobody. Listen, I'll fucking sit here and I'll proudly say, right? In 3 years of my career being an event planner, I had no prior experience, right?
Right.
By 3 years, I was already charging people $25,000 to plan their event. And now I charge 45 grand.
Fucking shit.
And this is not including no food, no flowers and shit, bitch. That's my time. That's my time. So here's the thing, like, it all comes down to this, right? You as an influencer, though, you as a creator yourself, the biggest question that we got to ask is, what value are we bringing to the table?
Amen.
Because if you were to ask me, Jen, do you feel like, you know, you could bring more value to the table to your followers? I'd be like, man, shut your fucking ass up. Get your ass out of here.
I'm doing it.
Truth is, I do.
Yeah.
And no one can tell me otherwise, right? And so if I know that I'm in conviction that I am birthing content, I am birthing, right? Like, it's like, you can't ask a mother, do you feel that, like, you bring value to your child? She'd be like, what the fuck? Like, no shit, Sherlock.
I created it.
I created it, right? So what makes us as creators any different, though?
You just give, like, such a boost that, like, I wish was taught in a class in high school to, like, young women. Like, I'm sure men like to whatever, but like, you give people the tough love is like something I always hear is like the no filter perspective, like the older sister mentality. And it's like, yeah, I wish there were more of us. And I wish it started at an earlier age because that confidence is not, maybe it is something that takes time. Maybe that is something that takes experience, but like, you're, again, like, it's not hurting anyone. What you do is not like hurting anyone. So why the fuck wouldn't you do it? You know?
It only hurts you if you're not ready to face the beast within yourself, right? If you're not ready to face the higher version of you, then yeah, it's going to hurt. Yep. It's going to suck real bad.
Went through it.
Right? Hard. But see, like, when you're ready to awaken that side, when you're ready to, like, shake up, like, your own fucking intestines and you know, your whole inner being, and you're ready to see things from a higher perspective, then it's going to go up from there.
It's there for everybody.
Exactly.
Damn. Okay, listen, we've already been talking for almost an hour, and it feels like it's been five fucking minutes. I want to show the audience about, like, your readings. Like, I want to do, like, a quick, like, let's do your fucking thing because I feel it in my soul. It's, like, burning fire jumping out at me. Like, I said, I don't know much about tarot. I don't even know how to fucking let you channel and help me download. But, like, I want to do it.
Okay. Let's do it. You want to do it now? Or you want to do it? Oh, shit. Okay.
Let's fucking do some shit.
No.
Let's give the confidants a look into, like, hello, go to her TikTok. I'm sure you've already seen all of her TikToks if you're on TikTok, which, you guys, I can't stop preaching about it. Like, I'll never stop. But I do think it would be cool also for people to see like what they can get more individualized with you and like, you know, if you're resonating with this, if you're feeling energized, if you're feeling some shit, like follow that. Yeah.
Anytime.
So are you making your own deck? Like you have to, right? Like you got to put out
your own deck. I mean, I have a lot of people giving good ideas about shit like that. So I think it's definitely going to be, you know, at some point it's definitely got to happen. Right, Kelsey?
Yeah.
All right, Kel. So let's see where the hell.
I don't even know where to go.
And that's okay, baby. All you got to do is be in receiving energy.
I've got a literal puppy in my hands. My heart is so open right now. I am like, this is also hard for me. I'm not good at receiving.
I know. So this is tough. We're going to work on that, though, Kel. We're going to have to work on that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see what's going on with Kelsey in terms of, you know, where you've been and where you are. Okay, Kelsey. Is there a very specific area that you want to have me focus around, like love, career?
Is there like a love career double whammy option?
let's see what comes down to when it comes to just general.
Yeah, I like that.
So one of the things you'll notice, Kelsey, is I don't fuck with like Celtic cross and formation on tarot. I just let it fall.
Yeah. And if it goes out, like it's meant to be.
It's meant to be, baby. That's right.
My like crystals, when they're done cleaning themselves, they'll fall off the selenite. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, this one's done. Okay.
Hey. Yeah. So Kels, no, you know, I do see quite a lot of, you know, anxiety, a lot of stress here.
You don't say.
But Kelsey, we got to have this anxiety work for you, baby. Yes. We got to have this work for you. Let it, you know, work as your asset, your the gasoline to your spaceship. Because what I do see, mamas, is you're definitely losing some, it creeps up on you at night. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, and, you know, there's a lot of conflict, but more so, I see a conflict more so between you and you. Does that make sense?
Literally every day of my life.
I know, baby. I know.
My boyfriend will say, like, don't talk to my Kelsey that way. Like,
I'll
be like, she's such a hoe. She's so stupid. And he'll be like, don't talk to her that way. And I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. Okay. I forgot. I am Kelsey.
I know. Damn, Kels. Well, I'm really glad to see this. Now, one of the biggest things that I see you being very victorious at, and you're going to quite literally, you're on your way to becoming quite a little bit more in the spotlight, it seems. You'll have a lot more growth, a lot more expansion with those that really do see you in that limelight, that spotlight, where you deserve to be, because you definitely know how to pave. You know how to pave the direction for people to be able to be inspired, you know, and you do. And yeah, through a lot of things, right? So you're on your way to really do that. But here's what you really need to do to get there, though, okay?
Wait, what just happened to your microphone? Something just happened.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go.
No, okay. Actually, I'm going to hold it here.
Okay.
So, but in order to get there, Kelsey, you really need to know how to stand up for yourself, your own beliefs, your own values. You have to put everything, you know, you got to be able to stand on your own, right? And trust in you, your own values, your own boundaries. Damn. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that I'm finding to be quite challenging for you. There's something that you threw in the white towel on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
There's quite a few options that could be.
Yeah. And it wasn't working for you, girl. It was certainly not working for you. And you decided to stop fighting.
What does that mean? Is that a good thing? Is it good that I threw the towel in?
No.
Okay.
It's a really good thing. But you're also going through this... star card. Yeah. You're going through some kind of, I do see that there's,
oh my God.
No, I'm super excited for you.
You're honestly. Like, oh no, it's fine. You're going to be okay. Oh, fuck. How do I? Okay. No, it's, you're good. You're good.
No. Okay. So you're quite susceptible to depression. Yeah. You do allow, you know, there is areas that you find yourself going to, right, that really hold on to this anxiety, hold on to this energy of like low vibration at times. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. When I say, Kelsey, you have to learn, you will learn how to let that serve you, right? Yeah. That's when you know how to use all of those, the depths of your mind, the depths of your anxiety, the depths of your depression, when you know how to use that right for you, you're going to soar, baby.
Yeah. Well, it's
like, baby, ooh, like,
I like the star card,
the star card and the six of wands. But what I'm really excited for you is I think more so recently you've been, you know, you've been in, financially, you've been in conservative mode, right?
100%.
Yeah. I mean, we all are, so I don't want to like, you know, say anything general, but like, this is you being very like, all right, like I got to get smart with my shit. Yep. Like, right. Mm-hmm. You've been kind of protecting yourself financially. Yep. You've been kind of being a little bit more intelligent that way. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's some, there's something that you let go of in the past, right? Where like, it just was not like you were fighting against this person or thing and you just fucking threw in the white towel. You're like, I'm closing this door. Mm-hmm. This offer, there will be like some kind of, who was that?
I mean, it could be drinking. Like I quit drinking a year ago. And I, like when you said threw in the towel, that was the first thing that came up.
Yeah.
Of like, okay. It wasn't, sir. I just was like, it changed everything. I just was like, right. I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Right.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
And it was easy. It was so obvious.
It was easy? Oh, good.
I quit. And it was the easiest, best thing I've ever done for myself in my life.
Yeah. But I do see that there's also someone, there's someone too, that you're kind of just like walking, you're kind of just ascending, you're taking your shit and you're just like, hey, you know what? I'm taking myself to another level. Right. And so I don't know if this is like a friend or these like past business people. But I'm going to tell you something, Kelsey, you got an offer, you got an opportunity coming your way, right? There's going to be some kind of opportunity that's offered to you and it's going to bring in some fucking serious money, girl. Oh,
that's what I want to hear. What I mean?
No, I mean like, I mean the kind of money, girl, where you literally, like, I don't see you doing something, girl, with this kind of money, you already know.
When will I know? When will I know that it's the thing, right? Like, that's the thing, I think, is like,
I feel like
choosing the wrong thing or something.
Well, I feel like your biggest blockage, though, is sometimes going back and forth between you being like your highest self. Mm-hmm. And there's also this little girl, this side to us that's still a little immature.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Hey, and
yes.
Girl,
we like just like
you and I both.
She's annoying. I know her. Like, I'm just like, grow up. I tell myself to grow up all the fucking time.
Oh, but you know what though? Like there's it's a defense mechanism, isn't it?
Oh,
it is 100%. A defense mechanism.
Dropping that shit. Mm-hmm. Dropping being wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, but there's there'll come a point where, you know, everything you do, you're gonna do like accordance to your fucking way, like your way forward.
I feel
right
that. Yeah,
you're gonna find that balance, right? Mm-hmm. And I see when you get to that point, you're gonna get really fucking successful, girl.
That
I'll
makes
just
me so happy,
very honest with you. Hold on, I do want to have a focus though, so like, yeah. I want to have a focus around your love life, because
you heard it, you fucking heard it, huh? You I was literally like ignoring it and then like you just fucking did it. You called me right the fuck out.
Let's just have an emphasis.
I think
why
like
not?
Every couple is going through some shit in quarantine. I don't give a fuck who you are, whether it be like you guys are getting closer together or you're finding out new things about each other. I think every couple is going through something that most couples won't go through in history. A global pandemic. And like, you know, it's been tough. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's not really something I've talked about on the podcast just because I don't know if that's like interesting to people. It's like your personal, just little like,
people.
You know, shit throughout the week that you're like, oh, and couples therapy about. But yeah, we're about to embark on this big 2-month cross country trip together. On Sunday is when we leave. Uh-oh, did I lose you? Oh, wait, you're back.
Okay, back. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what did you hear me say? Okay. Did you hear me say we're going on a trip starting Sunday for 2 months?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I heard that.
So obviously I'm like, oh, that's going to, we're living in a van together for 2 months.
You know, damn, girl. So, you know, what I'm seeing here is, for one, hold on.
Be straight. I like the truth.
You already know, girl. No holding back. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, though, that there is a... You know, your is a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. You've known him for a while?
We've been together 3 years, and we were neighbors before, but we were just like fuck buddies. We weren't like friends.
Right. Yeah. But you guys did know each other before you got together.
Yeah. For a couple months. Yeah.
Yeah, I see. Oh, okay, okay. For a couple months then. Okay. Yeah. So he's quite a romantic. Mm-hmm. Is he? Very emotionally, he's good for you because he nurtures your emotions.
Yes, he's learning how to, literally yes. like what we're working on in couples therapy right now is like him learning how to do it better.
Yeah, but he's very slow moving at this, yep. you see. But I will tell you that this kind of energy is one where, you know, if he's slow moving with this energy of being able to receive and give emotional yep. abundance, mm-hmm. but once he's there, it's yeah. fucking it's all there, Kelsey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's life-changing, life-altering love kind of
yep,
shit.
Yeah. Yep. You know, the both of you guys are actually in your relationship in itself, you're both going through a transformation.
Yeah.
Out of this old way of mm-hmm. doing things in the relationship, and mm-hmm. you're birthing a new way of doing things in the 100%. Relationship. Am I right?
100%.
And there was, he was there through a lot of the codependency and toxicity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he also too dependent on anything?
He also quit drinking when I quit drinking, mm-mm. but he did it more in like solidarity, not necessarily.
Got it.
I mean, he was a DJ for 10 years, so he fucking right. partied.
Oh, true, true. Okay. Okay. No, this is the life that you guys are literally putting behind you. Yeah, right. 100. Okay, so I gotta tell you why you guys are so good together. Mm-hmm. You guys are both holding a king, and yeah, you're coming out a little bit more emotionally mature than he is when it comes to the world of emotional intelligence, yeah. okay? And that just means that you have a little bit more experience in understanding what you need to receive emotionally and what you wanna give emotionally.
I know what I want.
Okay. Right. He is the same. He has the potential to give you everything that yeah. you want, that you need to feel very fulfilled with. It's just he's going to take a little bit longer because right. he's a knight. Okay. Mm. So he's not as emotionally available. As mature.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's like his number one thing is he mm-hmm. had so much trauma. He never felt feelings. And I'm the first person that's like, hey, you need to fucking feel something and tell me.
Right. 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 But you know that he puts you in such high regard, yeah. Kelsey. He really is so passionate about you. Yeah. He's very passionate about your passions as well. Yeah. And the thing that I'm seeing here is that you guys are birthing a new fucking way yes. of your guys' whole yes. relationship. It's like, yes. it's almost going through a fucking metamorphosis,
it really
you know?
Is.
And a lot of what's going to be very important is communication in this, okay? You guys need to be really good at being, stop, you know, beating around the bush to things and just say things as truthful and honest as you could possibly be, right?
I love that you say that. Like, literally, I will tell him, like, hey, today I felt like breaking up with you. And he'll be
okay,
like, whoa,
good.
Okay, let's fucking right. talk about this. And I'll be like, okay, great. And, like, we this do not hold secrets from each other ever.
Good.
Yeah.
And Kelsey, this is very good. Another thing that I really strongly advise in this partnership, because you guys are both actually about to ascend through this relationship to a higher level, right, of commitment. But it because you both are very emotionally driven, right? Yeah. And creative, by the way.
Yep.
You both, dude, someone needs to be very logical about things as well.
That's him. Yeah. Not me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to be. I'm learning how to be.
Good, good, good. So he needs sometimes like he, you need to learn, he needs to learn how to give you emotional fulfillment, right? But you need to also learn how to give him like logic fulfillment too. Mm-hmm. It's a good yin and yang though. Once you guys figure that out.
We say that all the time that he's like the yin and the yang. Uh-huh. I don't know if that's culturally appropriating something, but we're like, we balance each other.
No, I see that. You guys have been waiting for something. There's something that you guys just, I don't know what it is that you guys have been pondering on for a while, but that ship is about to sail in. Okay. I also see that in the new direction, look at this bitch. I swear to God. So here's why I'll tell you, I know what you guys are closing out. Okay. So all these cards are just falling on the table, right? Mm. But these three cards right here indicate that you guys are closing out a major chapter in your guys' relationship together though. It doesn't feel like one's outgrowing the other, right? Amen. But I will, you know what I mean? But I also want you guys to, you know, not have things, don't try to beat a dead horse. You know, if someone's not, you know what I mean? But then look at this. On the same spread, right? You get the fucking Ace of Pentacles, the Sun card, and the Ten of Cups, which is all about happily ever after. And then some. You know what I mean?
It feels good to hear that. It's kind of like telling me the way that I'm thinking is the right way. Because when you go through a tough time, I'm like, old Kelsey's like, I'm out. Bye. Yeah, and new Kelsey is like, I'm willing to understand how to negotiate and compromise,
right?
And like, yeah,
but I'm telling you,
it's
Kelsey,
giving me answers.
No, I see really good things between you guys, but what's beautiful is that you guys are going through it together. You're not doing it on different timelines, 100%, right? 100%. Does that resonate with you?
Like, could not be more true, because he's transforming with his job. I'm transforming with this kind of like self spiritual thing. And we actually kind of find each other sometimes. Like, we got into a little tiff the other day because he really wants me to start doing breathing exercises, like breath work. And I really want him to do yoga. And like, we were arguing with each other. Like, we legit got heated of me being like, I cannot do breathing exercises with my sinuses. They swell up. I get a cold, then my ears start popping. Like, I cannot and will not do it. And he's like, well, if you will not do it, you won't do it. Like, you'll never be able to do it if you don't believe you can do it. And I'm like, it's physically fucking impossible for me to do that. And he's like, well, it's physically impossible for me to get in pigeon position. And I'm like, you're just saying that you can't do something. You're the spiritual guy, but all of a sudden you can't do fucking pigeon position? Bullshit, you're not trying hard. Like, we legit were like yelling at each other about the way we are practicing self-spirituality.
Right,
and it was so
funny.
I'm like, we're getting an argument about how to like better each other and ourselves in our relationship. But it's tough, man. Like, I'm glad you said that happily ever after thing and like growing through it together. Because I am like a black and white bitch and I'm learning how to live in the gray a little bit.
I see that. Look at you being very stuck between your old ways and learning to also embrace your new too. You know what I mean?
I'm learning about the gray, and that's tough.
Yeah, I know.
That was so beautiful. I can't believe you did that. I appreciate that. Like, I know that's your business, so I appreciate you giving me a free ass reading. But I think it's important for people to understand how you communicate with people. Like, the way you do your shit is important to hear your process.
Because
you never know what you're gonna fucking get these days on the internet. And I just appreciate you being you so hard. And like,
I got you.
I knew we were gonna vibe. I knew.
This was like, it's so funny because I was sitting here and I was like, this is gonna be the funnest fucking conversation. It's like we both have chaotic energy, but like in a way, it's just the energy that people fucking need.
Yes.
You know,
like if we were to go off,
if it's not chaotic.
We'd be dangerous. It is like the we've been there, we've done that. Like, we're the older sister. Like, we know how to help you, and we're also not saying that we are all knowing and the perfect person either.
No.
Like, we both know that balance exists, and I think that's amazing. You want to help people.
But allow us to normalize, normalize that you could be just from any walk of life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can be an ex-addict to, you know, drinking or smoking, or you could be a fucking, like, you know, a crystal healer, you could be an entrepreneur, you could come from any walk of life and be spiritual, but it doesn't have to be some weird fucking hoaxy thing. It just is.
And that's the thing is, like, I'm still the same bitch that I've always been. Like, I didn't start wearing like wool and like, like fucking trying to sell sage and shit. Like, I'm still the same bitch, but it's just, it's another tool in my tool belt to having like a better time living with myself. Because I used to want to get the fuck away from myself. And now I'm like learning how to embrace it. And so I appreciate what you do. I think you're just a bad bitch. I know we're going to exchange numbers and all that, Jess, so I ain't worried. But can you tell the confidants where they can find you? Plug, plug, plug. Absolutely. Do your thing.
Okay. So you can find me on TikTok at I am Jenny Chang. And that's Jenny with a Y. And then my Instagram is Jenny Chang Gang.
Yes, Jenny Chang Gang.
And I'm super excited because I'm launching YouTube as well, which you could find me on Jenny Chang Gang as well. Yeah. So I know we're going to, build.
I know we're going to connect. I love this.
Let's do it.
All right, confidants. That's what we got for you this week. Listen, you can always write us in at confidentlyinsecurepodcast@gmail.com. Rate this on iTunes. If you're not going to give it 5 stars, don't rate it at all because I'm sensitive. And we will see you next week. Thanks, Jenny.
Bye, baby.
Bye.